this is Dave. As Rob said, I presume we would continue with the agenda that we were going to try and have at the last meeting. And item two on that is confirmation of the agenda. Has anybody got any changes or additions they would like to make to the agenda?
If I may just interrupt just to do the roll call now that we are actually having the call recorded. That we can have it for the council. Sorry. On today's call we have Olga Cavalli,
yep.
Janice Chaplin, David Archibald, Fard Buttony, and from staff we had Robert Hogarth, Bart Vosfunkel, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. Thank you.
Dave, if you'd like, Rob Hogarth, I can read through the 8 agenda items for those who have been able to pull up the previous agenda.
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Great. Item 1, welcome. Item 2, confirmation of agenda. Item 3, discussion, confirmation of categories. 4, discussion, confirmation of categorization. 5, issues. 6, report drafting. 7, schedule and next meeting. And item 8,
thanks, Rob. Perhaps before we get into that, could you briefly say where we are now with the charter? We've had confirmation of the changes, I think, from just about everybody that they're happy with them. So what's the next step as far as you're concerned with those?
The next step is that I am drafting up the board recommendation paper again, with now attaching the revised charter document. That will be submitted in the next couple of days to the ICANN secretary for including in the board packet for their June meeting in Sydney. It'll be up to the board to decide whether it will again be on the consent agenda or whether it will go on more of a discussion item. The board members who've had their questions have reported to me that they have been answered to their satisfaction with the drafts that you all have now approved with those revisions. So I remain optimistic that the board will be in a position to approve the charter at the Sydney meeting. The one item perhaps that would be helpful in terms of closure, in terms of outreach, would just be to be able to confirm, Dave, that when we interact with the board, that you have gotten out a re-invite to the ASO to give them an opportunity or another message to appoint folks to join the working group. That, I think, would be the only string that's left to pull.
Okay, and I have got that, in fact, sitting on my desk ready to go. The one thing I have been unable to find is a good email address for Mr.
IDL. You want an email address for IDL, don't you?
Yeah.
I will send it to you.
I've got it for Louis, but not for him.
No, I will send it to you today.
Okay, fine.
Thank you, Bart.
It's sitting ready to go, so it will, as soon as I get that email address, it will have gone.
Great. The only thing that I would stop at, and this is Rob again, is whether, Jan, if you had any other observations or comments in terms of board approval, if you thought there were any other issues.
No, I think that the only question was raised by folks asking to include ISO people in the working group. So that was the only reason for postponement. But otherwise, I have a feeling that things are quite all right, and the board will accept the charter once ASO people will be included in the working group.
Thank you.
Good. Okay. Thanks. So can we then move on to item 3, which was the draft categories that we circulated? Must be some time now. Rob started off, and I think you had 4 categories, Rob, and subsequently I knocked him down to 3, and I think, Bart, you were happy with those 3, and we circulated them around, and I don't think I've had significant comment back from anybody. So is that basic agreement, or you were absolutely speechless? Obviously the latter.
I think it's fine. Just called them.
Hi, Carlton. Okay.
Morning, Bob.
All right, so if we are happy about the categories themselves, moving on to item four, I had a go at categorizing some of the uses that we had already got out. Didn't do them all. As I think I said in my email, one of the reasons for that is I think some of the items we had on the list there were perhaps more sort of background and information items rather than actual specific uses. Now, I had a go at categorization. Again, I'd be very grateful for any comments anybody has got.
Well, I think there are this is Carlton again, Dave. I think the RIRs, they are definitely representation as well as operational.
Sorry, I didn't catch the start of what you said there, Carl. Which ones are definitely?
The RIRs.
Oh,
Regional Internet Registries.
Yeah.
The one you sent out didn't have those, didn't have a categorization in this. In the column, and I suggested
right.
that they are both representational as well as operational. Well, you know how it goes.
Yes.
They have a standard policy development structure, open policy development structure, and they have, like, for example, they have a Caribbean section. Speaking now of ARIN. So we're represented in the Caribbean section for policy development and also voting. And the voting is waived. And they have also operational because they are the ones who provide the IP
addresses
to the region.
Fine, yeah, I'm happy with that. Any other comments, suggestions?
Dave, this is Rob Hogarth. What would you like to do, or what is your recommendation with respect to the categories that may be more of a line of background? Carlton's recommended some adding to the RIR section, but there are several where you had sort of, I think, suggested it would send NA. You may want to put in background, or I didn't know if you just wanted to take those off the list. My thought would be that you'd want to keep those on the list just to let the community see the full range of places where geographic regions are referenced or used. And so I don't know whether we want to just create a fourth category that's just all background or informational, rather than leaving those sections blank.
My gut feel, Rob, was to actually remove them from that table, not from the report, but from that table, so that the uses and the categories were quite clear. But perhaps either before that or after that, we would complete the information by saying, in addition, there are these references to, or whatever. I haven't got the wording at. But so we ended up with two tables, if you like, a background table and a uses table, something of that sort.
This is Carlton. I actually favor that that suggestion, Dave. It keeps the thing clear and clean.
Yeah.
And the informational aspect of it, I think, is of a lesser kind of, you know, worry. And I say for impact, you keep them separate and clean.
Yeah. Okay, good. Any other comments?
Yanis here. I think that there's three categories and explanations. My view, and I'm speaking for myself, are very clear, crisp, and we should proceed to elaborate them further. I think that we should try to avoid overcomplicating, and what is now presented, in my view, is very good, and we should go on with this further to develop them further.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Well, let us move on. If everybody's had their say on item four, shall we move on to item five? I'm still not happy with what we've got down as issues, to be honest. And I had hoped to do some more work on this before the meeting, but I'm afraid my disappearing into my sick bed didn't help. I have looked at, for example, the, and I think I've mentioned this before, the letter that the GNSO sent to the board in response to the request to support the working group. And there are certain elements within that that are clearly stating what the GNSO felt were some of the issues that the working group should be looking at. Regrettably, I don't have them in front of me here, but I seem to remember that it included flexibility and a range of other issues. And I think we ought to be looking at those and bringing those into the list of issues to be considered. I think there are other places. The list that I very briefly put together was from the CCNSO report. So I think we should be adding the GNSO stuff, and I think there were even some issues that were brought up, and I mentioned this before, I think, by GoDaddy.
Yeah.
In their response, whether or not we agree with what they think the answer should be is one thing, but I think we should also be documenting the issues.
No. May I make a suggestion, Dave? This is Bart speaking. That Rob and I pull something together, say along the lines you just suggested, and send it to the group in the course of this week. So we have a general overview of all the issues and all the, say, from the GNSO and from the comments as well that we that the working group received some time ago, and together with your list in the spreadsheet, so we have an overview, and then this group can say which are priority issues and which are not.
Dave, this is Olga. I could work with Rob and with Bart once they made this list and check with the GNSO document and see if all the comments and issues are included there, so maybe I can help with that.
That would be good, Olga. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm never going to say no to volunteers. Rob actually volunteered there.
Rob, do you think that's feasible, say, in the course of this week?
Yeah, I think that, and I think that would help the group in its deliberations here and its drafting. So, yeah, I'd be delighted to do that.
So that's you, Olga, and me.
Yeah.
Which then? Okay, any more on item five, other than accepting with thanks the volunteers?
Just one question, Dave. Is okay, if, as soon as we got that list together, how do you want to use it, say, in the next phases? I'm looking at the agenda. I got it somewhere. Oh, there it is. So that's number five, and then you want to start drafting them or discuss them first with the working group?
Well, I'd like to do some parallel tracking here, actually.
Yeah.
As you guys have kindly agreed to work on the issues thing, I will do my best to try and do a very outline report draft so that we all have some idea of at least the structure and how we're putting it together, and try and get that out to you sort of within the same time scale. So over the next week or so, at least get an outline there so that we can develop that and build on it. So I'll take that one on.
Okay.
Certainly for timing now. How long have we got before Sydney?
The board meeting in Sydney is the 26th. The beginning of the Sydney meeting.
When do we start leaving for Sydney?
I would say in 1.5 weeks people start already. Around, say, in the 17th, 16th of June. So that's 2.5 weeks.
I suppose, basically, I was wondering, do we have time to get another teleconference in before Sydney, or do we try and get together at Sydney?
It's up to the group.
Indeed. I was looking for some feedback. How do people feel?
Looking at the calendar.
I think Jan's here. I think it's better to read the paper whenever it is published and then try to get together in Sydney.
Yeah. And work online.
Yeah, and work online, of course.
Yeah, no, because I think by the end of this week we will have, say, the issues, because that's a matter of sitting down and writing them, confirming them with the three of us, and then it can be sent to the group, and then say it's up to the group to, yeah, that can be done by email, and with regard to the outline as well, I think.
Okay, yeah. Can I make a suggestion, Dave? This is Carlton.
Yeah, please.
If you look at the issues, especially the ones raised in the GNSO and CKNSO, they kind of track with the group, the categorizations, you know. Representation issues, issues of operation, so on. It would be useful if we could kind of track the issues in those same categories again.
Yeah.
So that you can make broad statements about representation or operation, whatever the category is, and then we delve into it as a way, just as an operational way of going at it.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the GNSO issues, they're really a lot about representation and so on, yeah?
Indeed, yeah. As I think Mark suggested way back when we talked about this first, you know, the categories are the theme that sort of goes through everything here.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Bob's absolutely right on that, as you call it, but that's absolutely right. It seems that they're going to be the theme. They're thematic to the response.
So what we could do as well, because we got a reasonable definition of the issues, say representation,
right,
participation, operation, what we could do as well, Olive and Rob, if you agree, so we got the spreadsheet from Dave, and we add
right
another column and see what we think is, what type of issue it is, and then send
mm-hmm
that to the group. Then you have the two combined.
That's precisely, that would be a great way to go, yes.
Yeah. And then we can fit them into the other scheme where we've listed what is happening currently. So, and then you've got a full, at least an overview of issues related to the bylaws and everything else.
Yep.
And then it's,
yep.
so the underlying data is available.
Yes, yes, yes. That would make it extremely easy to follow and move ahead.
Yeah. Okay, but Olga and Rob, do you agree that we insert, say, a draft, say, categorization as well of the issues?
That sounds smart. What would be helpful is since you have visualized that, if you can show me a mock-up or whatever, I'll be happy to take the first crack at populating it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Fine.
I will.
By the way,
you'll have it by... I'll do it tomorrow morning because some of us in Europe still have a public holiday.
I think I can't observe any holiday.
Oh, that's why I'm on the call.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we've got a plan. Although we weren't actually talking about item 7, I think we have, in terms of schedule and next meeting. That's what we were talking about. Can we try and arrange a get-together in Sydney?
Yeah, David, Rob, currently as a placeholder on the agenda, to be consistent with the schedule last ICANN meeting in Mexico City, the agenda currently has a placeholder for this working group to meet on Monday the 22nd at 7 a.m. That for at least half an hour conflicts with nothing on the schedule as it's currently written, although things could change.
Yeah.
Well, this is Carlton. I don't think I'm going to make Sydney because I usually get funded to go to meetings by virtue of being a member of the RALO leadership. And recently I have kind of pulled away from that. So I am no longer in the automatically funded group. So I probably won't make Sydney.
Well, we will have telephonic connections.
Yeah.
So again, I'm not sure if that specific time works, Carlton, or what that time will match to where you will be that day. But we can look into that to see if that's not a terribly inconvenient time for you.
Yeah, that's fine. We can always check into remote connections.
Yeah. Okay. 7 o'clock on the Monday works, but only just. I'm supposed to be chairing the CCNSO Tech Day on Monday, which will start shortly thereafter, I believe.
Yeah, most of the time it starts at 9 or 8:30, Dave, that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You get a whole 30-minute break before that, Dave.
Use it wisely.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, I think we are coming to a close. Has anybody else anything to add?
This is Rob. If I can interject briefly here, you last circulated the publication schedule for the initial report, Dave, on May 13. That was when we were anticipating a publication date of June 12.
Yeah.
I think as I circulated in the update report after the board meeting, shared with the working group members that you thought that, you know, the group would now not be approved until Sydney, you'd be looking at a post-Sydney initial report publication date. Presumably your agenda in Sydney could include, you know, review of a close to final version of the paper, or, you know, so you'd be looking at a publication of the report in late June or early July. I don't know what the group thinks about that.
I think people won't really have a feel for this until we start getting the issues and the, if you like, the skeleton report out. I think we'd be in a better position to it seems a long way away at the moment.
Yeah.
So I think we need to see the skeleton and feel confident that we can get the bones on things. So let's leave it for the moment, Rob. I think you're right, but I think we can talk about it online and then try and finalize those spots in Sydney.
Great.
Okay. Well, that being the case, ladies and gentlemen, I will thank you one and all, and I will return to my sick bed.
Yeah. Take care, Dave.
All right, Dave. Take care.
And you'll let me,
okay.
You'll let me have my email address, Mark.
Yeah, I'll just send it to you.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Bye bye.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye bye, everybody.
Bye bye.
Thank you, Natalie. Thank you, Gisela.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.